Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Welcome to the lessons episodes of Success Story. These lessons episodes will be shorter clips from past guests, accomplished value community members, and myself. In each short episode, we'll feature concise and insightful, actionable conversations and tactics, providing you with real-world strategies and tips to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. If you're seeking a no-nonsense approach to growth and progress, you've come to the right spot. Settle in, take notes, and enjoy. Today, you're going to hear from Mark Randolph, co-founder of Netflix. He's going to walk you through one of the most pivotal moments in Netflix history and how he led through a decision he made that cut revenue in half in the short term to 10x revenue in the future, and the psychological and cultural impact that had on the team and the lessons that he learned as a leader going through that process.
It's terrifying. I mean, you all of a sudden go from having 90, you know, a certain revenue level down to 5% of that revenue level. And part of your role as a leader is to be able to communicate with clarity and confidence. Mm-hmm. We're going this way, and here's why. Even if, in fact, in some cases, you're not quite clear or that confident internally that this is the right path. But it's also because in a startup, when you begin building that team, in my opinion, you're less interested in finding people with deep, specific task expertise. You're surrounding yourself with people who have the right mindset to be in a startup, who are totally comfortable with the idea that you're going to be constantly trying things, and when they demonstrate they're not working, mm-hmm. you're going to walk away from them, that you're going to come into work each day, maybe doing something completely different than you did the previous day. So this wasn't like the challenges that a lot of big companies face when they have to pivot like this. That is brutal. This was, I won't say it's easy, but I think a lot of people can be shown that fundamentally our future is in that case, rental. And that even though the sales mm-hmm. is quote unquote working, can't you see how it's getting in the way of us fundamentally doing the right thing? And it's not like everyone just all of a sudden goes, okay, and off you go. There's a lot of people, of course, who are invested in certain ways of doing it. It takes a while to come around. But this is not it's a courage thing more than anything. It's recognizing that you're willing to walk away from something which is, quote unquote, successful because you see that, no, the future is somewhere else. And Netflix has done that over and over again, you know.
Well, that seems to be, again, like this culture that is ingrained in Netflix is what has led to their success. And part of it is the ability to make these decisions, the candor, the transparency, like all this stuff is what, obviously, you know, look at the end result. It's the story tells itself. But these are the lessons that entrepreneurs have to internalize when they're starting their own thing. And these are things they have to build into the company from day one.
It is that, you know, this is the culture is so critical, because you can do it when there's, you know, I think when we did that walking away from selling DVDs, you know, what were we, 30 people, 40 people? That's reasonably straightforward. But when it's 400 people or 4,000 people, it's a very, very different story. And unless you have this cultural sense that that's the way to approach problems, it's really, really hard. And I think that's what gets big companies in trouble, which is that you all of a sudden become successful. You all of a sudden find your repeatable, scalable business model. And you realize, wow, I can actually see pretty far into the future. I can see that it's going to go up and up and up and up. And then you say, well, let's begin. Maybe we should begin trying to shorten our supply chains. Maybe we should try and shave some margin points. Maybe we should become more efficient. And there is very specialized people who are phenomenally good at that, who are experts in these certain functions. And the people who are generalists, who are just not super talented in a specific task, leave and are replaced by specialists. But then the world changes, and those specialists are not the right people who are comfortable coming to work the next day doing something completely different. And you get locked in. It's a very, very dangerous situation. And the culture, I think, that Netflix built was in some ways based on this realization, which was we never wanted that to happen. We wanted to never lose that flexibility, that experimentation, that risk-taking of a startup, no matter how big the company got. And I think to some degree, they've been very successful at that, and it's a big piece of their success.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but DeleteMe creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell DeleteMe what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And DeleteMe doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real, there are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.